If you were one of the lucky folks that stopped by the Kenai Visitor Center last week and picked up a copy of A Vanishing Past and had the opportunity to meet Gary Titus and Clark Fair, good for you. But if you're envious of the people who have that book now and want to know where you can get one, tonight's the night again for another book signing. You can get out to our Kenai River campus at KPC. You can meet Clark and Gary. And Gary's with me again today because we are excited about this book, as is a gift. Something that is going to be historic. And there's only 1,000 copies that have been printed. And if you want a signed copy, now's the time to get it. Gary, give me a little background about how this project got started and turned into the beautiful coffee table book that it is.
Well, I guess it started as a hobby. In 1979, I started hiking on the Kenai Peninsula. And soon later, early 80s, bought a historic cabin on a Skelak Lake, the Cottonwood Creek Lodge. I had to know about the history. Who built it? Why did they build it? And a historian, Mona Painter, and Cooper Lanning set me on the road to research history. And after that, I'm a hiker. I kept hiking, finding cabins, ruins of cabins. I had to know who built them. Who were they? And over the years, I found over 100 cabins. And I had to know about each one. And old-timers were telling me about cabins they knew of. And so I had to go find those cabins now. And they knew the people that built them. So the research in the history was also fun, something I never thought I would do, but I did.
You know, Gary, you become a hero to many people here. For some of our listeners who aren't familiar with your work or haven't been to the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge there and seen the restored cabins that are there too, you know, you can walk into that cabin, Gary, and you can almost feel the same thing that the pioneers back then who were living in that cabin, whether they were trapping or mining, felt. It's an amazing experience.
Well, I saw we were losing our history in the historic cabins, and they were getting in bad shape. So when the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge hired me, the first cabin we restored was an Andrew Burke homestead cabin, and that was in 2000. And that led to over 20 more cabins restored. So future generations can now see these cabins that were built in the early days.
And they would have just rotted into nothingness and be gone forever.
They would have been gone by now, yes.
Thank you for doing that. Now, for folks who would like to, you're a great person to talk to, and you're easy to talk to. For people who would like to come out to the book signing tonight, where are you going to be along with Clark?
I'll be at the Kenai Peninsula College, and we'll be there at 6 p.m. tonight. And then we'll be at the Kenai City Library on April 4th, 4:30 to 6 p.m. I will be occasionally selling books at the Kiseloff Museum, but those will be announced on Facebook. And also retail stores in Sedona will have books, too.
Now, you won't be present at all of those locations, but so tonight's going to be a good night to get an actually autographed, signed copy of this book that will be a place in history for our future. But are there other places it'll be available? Or you talked about vendors having the store, and we have a lot of gift shops, and I think this is going to be a collector's item for a lot of people who want to handle it. How would they get a hold of some books that they could then sell?
Well, we don't have the books at the vendors yet, but we're getting them there in the next week or so. But different vendors, I can't tell you which ones. There's going to be quite a few.
And just speaking personally here, you could probably someday maybe see it online or see the photos or read it online, but it's not the same as this beautiful, it's a 2-ton book. It's a heavy piece. But to turn the pages and to see the pictures, you just absolutely get lost in it once you've opened the page. And you can open in the middle and work to the front or vice versa. It's all there anytime you just really want to experience the history of our log cabins here in Alaska. Thank you, Gary.
Well, thank you. I hope people enjoy this book. It's a lot of history.
You can meet Gary yourself along with Clark Fair tonight. And again, on April 4th, right? Where's that going to be, Gary?
The Kenai City Library, 4:30 to 6 p.m.
Over at the library. Are they going to get you maybe at the Solotna Library, too?
We don't have one at this time.
Well, maybe you will now. You don't want to miss your chance to get A Vanishing Past, a book that is going to be a collector's item about the historic cabins on the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that cabin building sound of KSRM.